It's an amazing image the Lord gives us, and it's been used throughout centuries and spiritual writers to describe the present time, that it's like childbirth, and then the time to come is the birth into a new life. And we often look at the terrors of the world and suffering, and it's hard to imagine that if you're just, you know, we're in such a small time, really, compared to eternity, the new life. This is just like a short time, like a time of pain, of childbirth, of becoming born into a new reality. Yes, that reality of heaven, eternal reality, is to come. Yeah, it's to come in the future, and we're all to receive that and to receive a joy that can't be taken away at all. Like, no one can remove from us what is given from Jesus. Also, at the same time, we experience some of that new life, some of it now. Not fully, of course, not to the full extent, not in any way. I'm not in any way trying to make a heresy Friday morning, but through the Spirit that comes and dwells inside of us through the gift of the Holy Spirit, given at Pentecost and the sacraments, we experience the supernatural reality of heaven to a small extent now. Catholics always say now and not yet, to come and here. It's this funny reality that as children of God, we experience some of the fruits of the resurrection, of the new life to come even now. And that's what we're entering into today. Today is 9 days before Pentecost. Today, Pentecost, traditionally you'd have a novena before Pentecost because that's the earliest of novenas. It's because Jesus told his disciples to go and wait in the upper room and wait till your powers, clothed with power from on high. And that's the first kind of novena, you know, people will say, you know, the novena to the Holy Spirit. And when we start praying now, looking at the week ahead, it's good to remember that what we're preparing for. We're preparing for something that is truly amazing, and that we, like the disciples, we're going to go to our own upper room, to our own place where we devote ourselves to prayer, to open up to a breaking in of the Spirit and of the supernatural, the heavenly reality into our experience. We want to be birthed anew starting now through the Spirit. So we ask the Lord to give us the grace and to make this week ahead a special time where we can be devoted to prayer, and a special time where we can open up to the new gift of life through the Holy Spirit. Amen.